This is Joy Peterson. I'm in Mary Lucas's home in Jefferson County, and today is March 19th, 1984, and we're making an interview for the Quilters on File for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society. Mary, do I have your permission to tape this interview?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Would you tell us your full name and spell it for us?
Mary Catherine Lucas, L-U-C-A-S.
How do you spell your Catherine?
With a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
And where are we doing the taping?
At my home.
Would you tell us the address?
218 Sage Road.
That's S-A-G-E.
Right.
And it's in Jefferson County,
right.
In the, what would you say, the East End?
Yes, St. Matthews area.
St. Matthews, thank you. Would you tell us your husband's name?
Ernest.
And what was your maiden name?
Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Have you been employed outside the home?
Yes, I have.
Could you tell us something about your employment?
Yes, I worked 33 years with the government.
What did you do?
Well, when my husband was stationed overseas, I was secretary with counterintelligence. And before we went overseas, I worked at the Louisville Medical Depot. And when I came back from overseas, I started back at the Louisville Medical Depot, and it closed in 1964. I think, 62 or 63, and then I went to work for the Armed Forces Examining Station, and I was supervisor there.
Where was overseas?
We were in Germany 3 years, in Kaiserslautern, Germany.
Where?
Kaiserslautern.
Can you spell it?
K-A-I-S-C-R-S-L-A-U-T-E-R-N.
What part of Germany is that?
It's about an hour's ride from, it was about 2 hours from Stuttgart and about an hour from, stop that big time.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Isn't that all?
Yeah, well, your mind plays tricks with
recording?
You. It's been a while, no problem. What's your husband's occupation?
He's retired Army.
Uh-huh. How long was he in the Army?
30 years.
Did that mean a good bit of moving around?
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you found quilters all over the world.
No, never.
You have children?
Yes, I have a son that's a physician. He's a radiologist. I had a daughter, and I lost her when she just turned 23. Mm-hmm. She was married to a physician, and he lives in St. Louis.
Well, what a
she
tragedy.
Was pregnant with her second baby when they found she had cancer.
Oh, mm-hmm. What a tragedy. Tell me about your son. Where does he live?
He lives in Cherokee Gardens.
Here in Louisville?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have grandchildren?
Yes, my daughter has two children. They're 22 and 23, and my sons are 7 and 9.
Your son's name?
Craig Wetzelberger.
You're going to have to spell that because I have to put it down on the data.
W-E-T-Z-E-L-B-E-R-G-E-R.
That's his middle name?
No, that's his last name.
What?
This is my second marriage.
Oh, I didn't understand that. I see. And your first marriage, what was his name?
Charles Wetzelberger.
Uh-huh. And how long were you married?
I was married 11 years, mm-hmm. The first time.
How long have you been married to your
35.
Is that mm-hmm. right? Did you have, you had just the one son by your first marriage?
Yes, I had the two children by my first
marriage. Oh, and the
marriage.
Daughter.
The daughter and
mm-hmm.
the son.
But no children by this
one? No.
Uh-huh. How long have you lived here on Sage Road?
We've been here since, we moved here the 2nd of January, 57.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live before that?
We came from Germany.
Right, from
mm-hmm.
Germany. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And where did your parents
in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we came back from overseas, we came back in June, the last of May, and my father was 90 years old, and he was very senile, and my brother was getting ready to put him in a home. So instead, well, we went and stayed in the West End from June till he passed away. He passed away in September. So then we bought this home in November and moved in January.
What was your father's name?
George Craig.
And your mother's name?
Catherine.
What was her maiden name?
Bloner, B-L-O-N-E-R.
And where were they born?
I never knew much about my father. His father died when he was a baby, and we were never allowed to ask many questions then. Mm-hmm. But to someplace around, in Ripley County, I think, Ripley County, mm-hmm. Indiana. And I think my mother was born in New Haven, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Ohio, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was your father's occupation?
He was a railroader.
Uh-huh. What is your religious preference?
Well, we're Catholics.
Mm-hmm. And your age and birth date?
My birth date's 9/27/13.
And your schooling, what was your?
High school.
Uh-huh, where did you go to school?
Ursling.
Mm-hmm. I think you better spell Ursling for me.
U-R-S-U-L-I-N-E.
Thank you, and that's here in
Louisville.
What subjects in school were you particularly interested in?
Well, I really loved typing.
Bookkeeping type courses?
Typing,
uh-huh. And what careers were you interested in?
Well, from a child, I wanted to be a nurse, but my mother never wanted me to be one, so that was that.
When did you learn to quilt?
I started quilting, I never did the quilting. I did the piecing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this elderly lady that did the quilting, and she got me interested in piecing, and then she would do the quilting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my daughter was so ill, I bought a kit, and the rose, the wild rose, and I used to work on that when I go to St. Louis.
It was cross stitch.
Mm-hmm. When she was in the hospital, I would sit and work on that quilt.
What color did you do that in?
In different shades of pinks and roses. And one time she said to me, "I'm so damn sick and tired of you working on that quilt."
Did you have it quilted by the same lady?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, how old were you when you first learned to piece?
When I started piecing, I guess I was, about 28.
And who was it that taught you?
Her name was Mrs. Mary Gerhardt, G-E-R-H-A-R-D-T.
She lived here in Louisville?
She lived in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And you've been piecing that long?
Well, off and on.
Off and on.
Off and on.
Uh-huh. Well, how did she teach you? Did she just start you with a little nine patch?
Or? No, I started out with the little girl.
The sunbonnet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The
sun, so you did appliqué?
Yes, I did appliqué.
Mm-hmm.
More than piecing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What were your first quilts like? What kind of, were they all appliqué?
They were all appliqué.
Mm-hmm.
Sunbonnets. I made a twin, for twin beds.
Who in your family quilted?
No one.
You've never known any men that quilted?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have there been periods in your life when you did not appliqué or piece?
Oh, definitely. That was just a little, I guess for about a year I worked on those appliqué quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really didn't get too interested until about, I guess it was about 1974 that I really got interested in mm-hmm. piece and quilts.
What do you suppose brought your interest back to it?
I don't know.
Were you part of this group that Katie Christopherson put together?
No, I was not. I didn't know Katie Christopherson mm-hmm. then. But I just had to have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, When I worked, I bought a couple of kits at Stewart's, and they were applique, mm-hmm. and I worked on those. And then I thought, well, I'm going to start piecing, so that's when I started.
Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend quilting or piecing or applique?
Well, really, I don't know. When I'm sitting and watching television, just...
Mm-hmm. Where is it that you quilt?
Sitting right
here. Right here in this, mm-hmm. what would you call it, family room?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What time of day do you usually quilt?
In the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long would you quilt at a time?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Well, I get them from different people now. Since there's so many magazines out, I began to get them out of the magazines.
Mm-hmm. What patterns do you especially like to make?
Well, I like them all, to tell you the truth. I like them all. I like to see them grow.
Mm-hmm. What makes a good quilt?
Gosh, I don't know how to answer that one.
What would be the criteria of a really good quilt to you? If you were going to go buy a quilt, what would you think was really a good quilt?
Well, now since I belong to the quilt clubs, it's the quilting in them that really, that before, I made so many quilts, and I had a lady over in Indiana that was quilting them for me. Mm-hmm. Well, I really wasn't that pleased with the quilting, because I can always remember as a child my mother talking about the tiny stitches in quilts. Well, this lady's quilting didn't come up to my expectation, but I was using them for bedspreads and that, mm-hmm. and really I didn't think that much about it until I joined the quilt club.
Right.
Now I'm intimidated with my quilts when I see other people's work.
So you think what makes a good quilt is a small stitch?
Uh-huh.
A small quilting stitch.
Small quilting stitches.
Uh-huh. Why do you make quilts?
For a hobby. I just love them, and I love to use them as bedspreads because I have antique beds, and that's what I use as
bedspreads. Was this the same reason as you originally started quilting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer, piecing or applique?
Piecing.
Why?
I don't know. I really enjoy piecing more than I do applique. Of course, I have... several applique quilts.
Mm-hmm. We want to discuss quilting bees and quilting parties. Can you think of a way you would, what would you think of as a difference perhaps between a quilting bee and a quilting party, or are they the same thing to you?
I would think they're more or less the same thing.
Describe them to me.
Well, I like a quilting bee or a quilting party where people share their ideas.
Do they quilt on the same thing, or do they quilt on their own?
I would rather quilt on my own.
Have you ever quilted with other people?
Yes, I have.
On one project?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where was this?
Not too long ago, I was at Charlotte Willis's house, and we quilted on a quilt for Pat Scoville.
Mm-hmm. And this was for a gift?
No, it was just a quilt that she wanted quilted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a quilt that she picked up someplace that had never been quilted.
Mm-hmm.
It was very simple.
What is it like to quilt with a group?
It's nice.
You like it? What do you like about it?
Well, I like the company of other people.
What is a Kentucky quilt?
You know, really, I don't know.
We're asked to ask that question, and
mm-hmm.
I think I get the same response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people feel like perhaps it's a quilt made in Kentucky by a Kentuckian.
Well, that's what I
you
would
know.
Think.
I don't
that's
know what else we can
I don't
add.
Know what else you could say.
I can't think of anything that
I
would be just
either.
A Kentucky
mm-hmm.
quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever taught anyone to quilt?
Well, I mean, I've helped people that's... You know, just starting out, I tell them what little bit I know, which is not too much.
Do you enjoy teaching people?
Yes, I do. I mean, I enjoy telling them Which someone had told me about your fourth, drawing your fourth inch seam line. When I'm going to piece a quilt, I always draw my pattern and draw my seam line, and that way my quilt is put together perfectly.
Right. Do you have any quilt books?
Yes.
What are your favorites?
Well, I really don't have a favorite.
What if you had a friend that moved next door and she wanted to start quilting? What would you suggest for her to buy as far as a starting quilting book? What would be a kind of your Bible of your beginner?
Well, I would say that quilt book that has the 100 different quilt designs in, mm-hmm. because there's some very simple ones in there.
What about if you had a friend that you were going to give a quilt book to and she was a quilter that knew how to quilt already? Is there any special new book or any special terrific book that you would give
really
her?
No, because I'm not that acquainted with all the quilt books.
What about quilt magazines?
I did take Quilt World for a while.
Did you take Quilter's Newsletter magazine?
I mean, that's the one I'm talking about, uh-huh. Quilter's Newsletter. I took it for a while, but then I dropped my subscription because I do too much running. I really just didn't have time to...
Do you pick any up at the newsstand?
I haven't recently, because I have quite a few on hand here.
Do you ever take patterns from them?
From my books?
From your magazines and books?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you do you follow the patterns and exactly as far as the color?
Yes.
And all the suggestions?
Oh, I know. I do my own coloring. Mm-hmm. I use mm-hmm. my own coloring. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
You put them in the closet and bring them out seasonally and use them as bedspreads. I change with the seasons.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
No. No, goodness.
Do you ever give your quilts away?
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever sold a quilt?
No. Goodness, no.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Just tuck them back in the closet.
What do you think about people, about the idea of cutting up a quilt and making a calico cat, or cutting up a quilt and making a jacket? Does that offend you, or is that all right?
No, not at all. That's prerogative.
Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever put a quilt in a show or a contest? Mm-hmm.
I have never put one in a contest, but I put one down at the Liberty Bank when they had their quilt show
uh-huh,
down there,
uh-huh.
and it, there's a picture of it in one of their magazines that
really?
Came out.
Uh-huh.
I think the photographer liked it.
What was it like?
The Lone Star.
Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a beauty. In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Yes, because I think people are really going into it now. Before, it was just, well, they did it as a hobby and that, but I think people now are really doing it as a profession, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's been a change?
I really couldn't answer that.
Do you think it's maybe the new fabrics and everything being so accessible?
Could be.
Quilt shops?
Could be. Mm-hmm.
What do you think's the value of quilting?
Well, I think it's very expensive.
Well, do you think that there's any real value to you as far as...
It's valuable to me for my own personal satisfaction that I get out of it.
What are the favorite colors that you like to use?
I like the pastels.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go toward pinks or?
Yes. Yes.
What kind of needle, as far as size, do you usually use?
Well, I've learned that also. I used to use a 7 or an 8, and now I use a 9 or a 10. Because I have learned that with the finer the needle, the smaller the stitch.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite fabrics?
Well, I think, really and truthfully, I think that the polyester, I think it's prettier. But
the
I
blends?
Think the blends, but
mm-hmm.
I think the cottons are easier to work with.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of mine are polyester because back during that time, the cottons were hard to get, and nearly all my quilts are polyester, you know, that I have made in the last few years.
What about thread? Do you have a particular kind of thread you try to get?
No.
Not the J.P. Coats or anything special? Mm-hmm. What about batting? Do you always use a polyester
bonded? I use the Stearns and Foster.
A polyester bonded? Mm-hmm. A batting? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now about frames, do you use a floor frame ever or a hoop?
I have two big floor frames, but I use a hoop.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever try to quilt without stretching the quilt?
I can really make small stitches when I don't use a hoop. I can make small stitches, much smaller.
Yeah. So you do quilt without a hoop sometimes?
Well, it'll be a very small area because I'm afraid that I'll pucker it.
Yeah, right. How have the materials used in quilting changed?
I think they've changed considerably.
How?
Well, I think that... Recently, I found that they're much easier to piece and quilt.
Mm-hmm. And just a better quality fabric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like $4 and something a yard, yes.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Terrible.
Do you wash your quilt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about washing them? Take us through the whole idea of you would wash.
Well, I mean, I haven't washed any recently, but I'm getting ready to wash some. And I tell you, I have at some time or other put some of them in my washing machine on a very delicate cycle. But a lot of times I put them in the bathtub and soak them and then just...
How do you get them dry?
I hang them on the line. I pick a real pretty sunshiny day and hang them out on the line.
You have embroidered on quilts, haven't
yes.
you? Do you ever use cross-stitch or crewel? Is it always been...
I used the cross-stitch when I embroidered.
I guess I meant the counted cross-stitch, but...
No, this was when my daughter was ill back 21 years ago that I made that a cross-stitch quilt.
Do you sign your quilts?
No, but I'm going to start. I want to do something with them.
Do you ever make your own designs?
No.
What is your favorite quilt pattern?
Well, I'll tell you, I have so many favorites that it could be hard for me to say.
Well, of the ones you've made, what one comes to your mind as being a special one?
Well, I think the Lone Star is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Flower Garden.
Mm-hmm. How many quilts have you made?
I guess about 40.
Oh my goodness. About 40.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Have you ever pieced or appliqued the top and then quilted the whole thing yourself?
Yes, recently.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently.
Uh-huh. How did that go?
It's going better.
Did you bind it off?
Yes, yes. And it's going better each time.
You didn't farm any of it out to anybody?
No.
And you really felt good about it?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those have you accomplished?
About 4.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just doing great. Has there been any particular color that you had a hard time finding?
No.
In fabric?
No.
No problem finding reds, for instance?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you belong to any quilters organizations?
The Nimble Thimbles, the Louisville Nimble Thimbles, and the Kentucky Heritage Quilt. And then I belong to a little day group, the Tuesday Girls.
Mm-hmm. What older quilts do you own that you did not make?
I have one that's very, very old, the Irish Chain. And then I have another one that I have no idea what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No one seems to know the pattern.
And when did you acquire these?
Well, they're older than I am.
When did you get them?
My mother had them. They were my mother's sisters and my father's sisters.
So you did have some people in the family that quilted?
Well, they didn't quilt them. I don't think they quilted them. Yeah, and the one my mother's sister did, she pieced and quilted it.
Is there anything you can tell me about quilters in your family?
Really, no. I was a change of life baby, and I'll tell you, I didn't know too much about my parents' family.
How old was your mother when she died?
My mother was 80 when she died, and my father was going on 91.
What are some of your future projects?
Well, I am getting ready to quilt the Lancaster Rose now.
Wonderful. Well, how about you telling us just a little something about the Lancaster Rose?
The Lancaster Rose at my Tuesday Girl Club, we each make a block for someone. And my name was the first name drawn out. So I had in a couple of days decide what quilt I was going to have. And I had no idea. So I thought this Lancaster Rose was very nice. So I went out and bought the material and cut the patterns and drew the patterns off and cut them. And so now I'm getting ready to quilt it.
Well, that's exciting. How big will it be?
Oh, and I have all my quilts large. But the thing about this Lancaster Rose, I went strictly by the directions in the book, and it was about an inch or two short on each block, which made it bad. I did not want to put any stripping down the middle, so I don't know when it's quilted whether it's going to be too narrow across or what. But I do have a wide border on it.
Well, would you like to tell us a little bit more about the Tuesdays Girls?
Well, it's a very, very nice group. We get together the first and third Tuesday at one another's house. And we share ideas. And it's very nice. Very nice group of ladies.
Well, that's great. Is there anything more that you would like to say about quilting that I haven't thought to ask you?
Not that I can recall.
Well, I certainly appreciate you giving this time and this interview, and I hope you'll allow me to take some pictures of your quilts after we turn the tape recorder on.
I sure will.
Well, good. Thank you very much.